So good to see everybody personal life. No, that's something you take for granted, and now we don't take that for granted anymore. All the years, so many years that I'm teaching, and when you teach, you're sitting in a room with other Jews, and there's a certain energy that you have with the neshamas being present in that room. And that's how we lived, and that's how all the years lived. That's how you teach. It's taken for granted, and even that, I don't take for granted. Just to see you and to be with you in the room is, to me, is the greatest gift. We shouldn't take each other for granted. That's an important lesson to learn, not to take each other for granted. It's not the same thing being in different places and seeing each other on the machine to be together. So I don't take it for granted. Okay, let me just tell you where we are. Eifo Anachnu Ba'olam, where we are right now in our Chabura, the Chabura of Yosef HaTzadik, which is Baruch Hashem already quite a few years. It's a couple of years we're doing this. We spent all of last year trying to understand the Pnimiyos, where our generation is holding this point at the end of time. We spent more than a year on that. Where we are, who are we? Where do our neshamas come from here at the end of time? And then before the summer, we spent quite a few weeks going through the Siman Shulchan Aruch, learning the halachas with the Nisei Kelim. We went inside the sefer that we had, Mishmas Ha'ezer, to learn this sugya of Kedushas Yosef, the problem of Pagam HaBris. What is that problem in halacha? To begin with, to be able to know exactly what the issues are in halacha. We spent quite a few weeks learning Shulchan Aruch, Mishnah Sa'ez, the different shittas of the poskim. And at the very end, we were just talking a little bit. We were learning in Reb Tzadok HaKohen. I hope that you have the Takanas HaShavim on your phone or on a paper, that you have Takanas HaShavim. We're going to learn, we'll probably finish this either this week, either today, I think maybe we'll finish today or next Sunday. We'll finish off this piece from Reb Tzadok. I'll remind you in a moment what Reb Tzadok is, the sugi that Reb Tzadok is talking about, which is following up what we were learning at Shulchan Aruch. And then we're going to be spending the next few months learning the Midah of Yisod. Tzadik Yisod Olam. Yosef HaTzadik is the Midah of Yisod. Tikkun HaBris is the Midah of Yisod. In order to understand the deepest level, these urges, these taivas, these challenges, these struggles, and the tikkun that we were talking about before the summer, that have been revealed to us through the tzaddikim, and especially we're going to spend months just on this, trying to learn the meaning of the tikkun kloli, that Rabbi Nachman revealed the tikkun kloli. What is that? Say those kapitlach tehillim. Why? And how does that work? To understand what we could do for ourselves and for our children and grandchildren. And along the way, from time to time, we'll talk about some practical things too. Meaning, I know there are a lot of fathers that want better tools to talk to their sons about this. And I know they're wondering, like Weinberger hasn't done any of that really. Tools to talk to the kids. How do we talk to them? But in order to be able to talk in a real way, in an honest way, in a deep way, we have to understand what the sugi is. The truth is that we should all learn Shari Oira, the Midah of Yisod. That would be the best way to move forward, but it would take months and months and months and months to do it that way. People do here and there pieces from Shari, but otherwise I have a plan, Mitzvah Hashem. Hopefully we'll start next week or the following Sunday. To spend this year learning the Midah of Yisod. What is Yisod? What is that part of our lives? The last tachana of that, the actual bris, and what happens in marriage, and what happens, the taivus, the etzaharos. But what is this? Why did Hashem make us this way? What is this? Dafka the guys, the girls, it's infinitely less. Why? What is it? But before we get to that, let's go back to this piece from Absalom. Let me remind you what it's about. We have one after the summer. This is the first one. We had on Zoom, I think. We had a few on Zoom, right? Well, let me remind you. It was before Yantar. We did a few on Zoom, right? So let me remind you what the Kohen is talking about, what Absalom's talking about. Everybody at some point has to deal with the reality that the Zohar Kaddish, as we learned, has horrible things to say about the Zohar. Horrible about the Gamma Biz. And as for any other Zohar in all of Yiddishkeit, not Avodah Zohar, not Chil Shabbos, not even Gilei Arayos. But when it comes to Pagam HaBris, when it comes to this inyan of Pagam HaBris, Zohar Kaddish has Yisrael the Lushan. And those words of the Zohar Kaddish have been unfortunately misinterpreted, misrepresented, and as a result of that, have disabled generations and generations of Jewish males. And that's the furthest thing that was from Rabbi Shimon. Can you imagine? Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, but Rabbi Shimon came to destroy the world. He tried that once, you remember? And Hashem wasn't happy with him. I've thought about this so many times. When you know, with these pieces from the Zohar Kaddish, the ones that we're going to go back to in a second, the Lochami Api Shchinta, you know, a person who is pogim in the bris doesn't see the shechina, can't do tshuva. These lashanas that are misquoted all over the place and taken out of context. So I've often thought about that, how Rabbi Shimon came out of the cave the first time, right, with Rabbi Lazi came out, so he's setting the whole world on fire, and Hashem said, Chislam Ras, what do you think, I let you out of the cave, you should destroy my world, go back to the cave. It seems to me that the damage that has been done by these few sentences in the Zohar Kaddish is worse than what was going on that day when he came out. It's worse, the damage of how these sentences from Rabbi Shimon have been taken out of context and been used in the wrong way and have caused so many people to just give up. Just to give up. And there's no tshuva, then what's the tachlis? So we were learning about this before the summer. We did a couple of shirim after the summer. So let's go back and let's learn the paragraph. We started the paragraph, let's learn it again. It's in Takanas HaShavim. You should have the word Aval underlined over there. Got it? Okay. I was wondering if there's anybody that has all of the pages over the last couple of years. It would be a good thing if it was possible to put together, because a few people asked me about that during the summer, if there's a way to get the back pages. But I'll talk about that afterwards. Okay, so let's learn Takanas HaShavim. Rabbi Tzadik is explaining what the Zohar Kaddish is talking about. It's a long siman here. I don't have to tell you that Rabbi Tzadik was not only a big Chassidish Rebbe, but he was also the biggest Goyin in Talmud Chacham, the biggest Lamdan. And there are many pages in Takanas HaShavim, both in Nigla and in Nistar, where Rabbi Tzadik, this whole section of Takanas HaShavim, the whole sefer is about tshuva. This whole section of Takanas HaShavim is on this sugya of what the Zohar Kaddish says about Pagam HaBris, explaining the Zohar Kaddish. This whole section, it's many pages here. We're just doing a little piece, which I feel is the ikkar to take out from what Rabbi Tzadik is talking about, and then in Mitzvah Sham we're going to go to the Midah Yisod. So let's just go back a little bit, a little chazara. Aval sham lefnei zevir ba'einshay delechami apeshchinta. Now, what Rabbi Tzadik is dealing with is the fact that, on the one hand, the Zohar Kaddish speaks in such strong ways about Pagam HaBris,
But on the other hand, I'll remind you, and the Tzaddik is going to mention it, of what we found, what we saw from brought down in the name of the Sefer Chassidim, where the Sefer Chassidim says that if it comes to a matzah of a situation where a person is either going to, God forbid, do an aveira with an Eishes Ish, with a woman, if he's going to do that aveira, or the only other thing would be to run away from that, like Yosef at Tzaddik, Vayonis Vayetze, and then to do something with himself, if that's the only thing that he could do to avoid sinking into that aveira with the woman, so the Sefer Chassidim says he should do that. So that caused like a tidal wave among the poskim. But how could that be? If the Zohar Kodesh says that this is the biggest aveira in the world, how could it be? And remember going back to when we first started to learn the siman in Shulchan Aruch. Sof kol sof, remember we learned from the Pnei Yeshua, sof kol sof, where do we find it? Is there a din of Yehari Val Yavra when it comes to this aveira? Where do we, it's barely alluded to, it's hinted to in the Torah. We don't find that it's the feirish and iser. We don't find that there's any feirish, achi of kares, achi of misa. So what do we do with all of that? So we learned, Reb Tzaddik says, it's an unbelievable chiddush. The way Reb Tzaddik explains it. So let's just learn it. Let's just get back into it again. So we're only going to do a little bit. So Reb Tzaddik says that if you really want to understand what the Zohar is talking about, look at it in the context of what Rabbi Shimon was saying. And what Rabbi Shimon says over and over again when it comes to this aveira of Pegam HaBris, that the problem is that the person who is in violation of this aveira, not that it happened once, but a person who lives in this way of Pegam HaBris, he's not zeicher to see the face of the Shechina. He's not zeicher to see the face of the Shechina. V'chem de pashas v'yeshev, lo'olav lechami. Lo'olav lechami sover ape atik yoimin, v'chem pashas breishas, lo'olav paltrin, v'lechami ape shechinta. Over and over and over again, Rabbi Shimon, he speaks about Pegam HaBris. He says that the person who's poigam in the bris does not get to go into the palace of the king, doesn't get to be in the king's chamber and so on, doesn't see the face of the king over and over. This is what the Zohar Kodesh says. V'chem de pashas emor, reish dibra mascha v'loi. Hine im kol toikef hatumah shebaven zeh. So Tzaddik says that with all of the tumah of this aveira, of Pegam HaBris, le'omor b'zeh oin she gehenim chamurim b'yoyseh mi b'shar aveiros. If you look carefully, Reb Tzaddik says in Chazal, we don't find that there are punishments of Gehenim that are mentioned in regards to this aveira more than any other aveiras. Rakol chaymer shabai. So what is the chaymer shabai? So Reb Tzaddik says, what is the problem? Again, just this Chazar. So what is the real chumrah? Like, why does Reb Shimon go crazy with this? Why does the Zohar go crazy with this? Nigla doesn't. Reb Shimon goes crazy with this. Why? Because there's one thing on earth that meant more than anything to Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, and that is Chamei Api Shechinta, for a Jew to be able to face Hashem, for a Jew to be able to have a relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, for you to be able to look at Hashem in the eyes. There was nothing that meant more to Rabbi Shimon than that. And Rabbi Shimon understood that there's nothing that's more damaging to a man when it comes to that inyan of looking at Hashem in the eyes than the shame, the humiliation, the degradation, the embarrassment that comes with this aveira. It's amazing. Even more so than when it comes to the regular situation of gilei ra'ayos. The embarrassment that a person has b'fnei atzmo of living this way. So he says, "Le'omer b'zeh ein shegehenim chamurim b'yosim b'shar averes." So kol chaymer shaboy beheder ha'mayla diriyas pnei shechina. Kol heder shaboy, what's kol chaymer shaboy? The chumra of this aveira of Pegam HaBris is that as a result, and it's not even a punishment. Rabbi Shimon is not talking about Torah's onesh. You can't make up new punishments. The Torah tells us, we have Gemara, we have a Torah Shabbat, we have a Torah Shabbat Peh. The Torah tells us when's v'nechvesa. You can't make up new punishments. It's not a matter of being punished. The problem goes back to what happened in Gan Eden Mikedem, which is connected to Pagam Rabis. We're going to talk about that when we learn about Yisod. Not connected to it, comes. What happened with Adam, with the snake, it's an Indian of Yisod, of Pagam Rabis. The problem, I was just talking to the guys in Yeshiva, talking to them. I was on the machine talking to the guys last week. We learned about this. The problem, according to, when you look in Pnimis Torah, you see that the Avera of Gan Eden Mikedem, if you ask anybody what went wrong in Gan Eden, what was the Ikke Chet of Gan Eden? Every single person, not just the Jew, anybody will tell you because they ate from the tree. This one will say an apple, this one will say a pear, whatever they say, but they ate from the tree. That was the Ikke Chet of Gan Eden. That's how we were taught. I mean, and that's what we read yesterday. It sounds like it, but that's the Ikke Chet. The snake wanted them to eat from the tree. They ate from the tree and so fell. That was the Chet. But when you look into the world of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, that's not the Ikke Chet. And if they would have eaten from the tree, they could have still have it still could have been worked out. That wasn't Ikke Chet. The Ikke Chet was that Adam Rishon says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem asks Adam Rishon, Ayaka, where are you? And Adam Rishon says, Shamati B'kolcha B'gan, I heard your voice in the garden, V'ira, and I saw that we're naked, V'eichave, and I hid. We learned about this last year. And Hashem said to him, who told you that you're naked? I told you that you're naked. I told you that it's Fafal? Who told you that? The Ikke Chet in the Svarma Gadoshim of Gan Eden was not eating from the tree. It was not being able to face Hashem after they ate from the tree. In the Svarm, the Ishbitz and other tzaddikim say that if Adam would have said to Hashem, this is what I did, it was wrong, can you help me? And he would have looked at Hashem in the eyes, and he wouldn't have started to run away and hide, then it could have been worked out. History would have been very, very different. The Ikke Chet of Gan Eden, you look in the world of Rabbi Shimon, was not eating from the tree. The Ikke Chet of a Jew, to this day, is not the Aveira itself. It's not the actual Aveira. I mean, look in the Slonim Asram, the Nesiv Shalom says all over the place. He brings down from the Tzaddikim, from Lechavish, from Slonim, that the Ikke Chet is what happens to you after you eat from the tree. Listen, people make mistakes, people sin. Hashem created us in such a way that we're Bali Taiv. We didn't ask for that. Hashem made us into people that have taivas. In other words, we want to eat from the tree. We have taiva to eat from the tree. Whatever that particular avayir is, it's eating from the tree. So Hashem made us in such a way. We have to try our best to do the right thing. But Lamaisa, Hashem created us in such a way. Mayasa ben v'leyachta. What do you want from us? Hashem created us with taivas. Hashem created us in such a way. That's normal. It's natural. It's not good. We try our best not to, but that's not the reason why we were kicked out of Gan Eden. The reason we were kicked out of Gan Eden is because the real question is: after you eat from the tree, do you run away or do you stay? As a result of eating from the tree, do you stop looking at Hashem? Do you stop being honest with Him? Do you stop talking to Him? You begin to hide. Adam HaRishon chose a life of hiding. And in the Svarim, when you look in the Svarim, you see, that's the Ikke Chet. That's the Ikke Chet. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying that if you would have eaten from the tree and you would have come to me and we would have spoken about it and we would have discussed it, I would have given you some tikkunim and we could have worked it out. But you ran away. You were running away, you were hiding. So what Rav Tzadik is teaching us here is Kol Chaimish Shabai Behedu Amar L'Diriyas Pnei Shechina. The chumra of this Aveira is that there's no other Aveira that a man, that a male, there's no other Aveira that a male engages in that causes, that is as likely to cause him to hide from Hashem as this. Now we'll talk about why is it. We'll talk about that. But there's no other Aveira that makes a person into a fugitive like this Aveira, Begama Briz. And to Rabbi Shimon, the same way in Gan Eden Mikedem, the Iker Chet of Gan Eden Mikedem was not the act of eating from the tree, that's human, but it was hiding in the garden, trying to find a way to get not to be in Hashem's presence, not to look at him because of the embarrassment. That's something that when it comes to this Aveira of Pagam HaBriz, there's no other Aveira like Pagam HaBriz that sends guys off into the foxholes, into the tunnels, into the hiding. And the rest of their lives, they can't talk to anybody about it, but they just don't feel like they could daven. They don't feel like they could. You see, when you go to a place with girls, you see, you have to watch out where girls are davening. Go to a girls' school on a typical morning, and go to a boys' school. You see the girls, like these girls are standing these, you know, I mean, you can't tell anything when you see a person, but the girls, like, they're comfortable with God. Girls are generally comfortable with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Listen, they also have their own aveiros, but they're comfortable with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Guys have this discomfort with Hashem. It's starting out at a very early age. They're just not comfortable with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You could say spiritual things to girls, and they start to swoon. You say it in front of guys, their ears turn red, and they say, what are you talking about? Like, can we just get back to Tosis, you know? Just, why are you saying this stuff? Just go back to Tosis. You're making this weird. Can we just go back to the Gemara? It's such a deep sugya. Because when you start to talk to them about ruchnias, it's keilu you're trying to take their heads and pick up their heads and say, look at Hashem in the eyes. Take responsibility for what you did that's wrong. Face the fact that you're human, apologize to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, do me a favor, help me out. I don't know how to stop doing this thing. Help me, other rabbi. I want to be better. Look at him in the eyes. Talk to him. Ever since Gan Eden, when it comes to this Inyan of the snake, which is the Iker Inyan of Yisod, which we'll talk about, Begam HaBriz, when Chazal says such a strange thing that none of us knew what to make of this, that the snake had an affair with Chava. What does that mean? We're talking about the whole sugi is a sugi of Begam HaBriz. That zuama, that filth of the snake. That we just read these things and we just go on. We don't. What are you talking about? There doesn't seem to be anything sexual that took place. They want the tree, and he said, eat from the tree. God said, don't eat from the tree, and they ate from the tree. What does that have to do with sexuality? There's not one word of anything sexual, no. There's nothing there. It's all yisod. It's all the meat of yisod. And all it has to do with Rapsodic explains, all it has to do with seeing. The meaning of seeing and yisod. Risamos or scharta. Kedushas HaBriz, and from that time on, the Jewish male is on the run. He's like running. So what the Kohen is explaining over here is Kol Chaimish Shabay Beheder Hamayla Diriyas Pnei Shechina Umnias Haknis LeMadreges Al Yainis. The Chaimer of Pagam HaBriz. Reb Shimon went to war with this. Reb Shimon, Dafka, we see this revealed in Zohar, in Pnimis HaTorah. It's because there is no greater mania, obstruction in the way of a male in that relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, then there's no greater obstacle than this problem of Pagam HaBriz. And as a result of that, Heder Amaylo Devias Pnei Shechina, he could be a huge Talmud Chacham. He could be somebody that knows Shas. But he's still Devias Pnei Shechina. To be able to see the Shechina, to look at the Shechina, to be able to have that kind of relationship. To go to Hayim Adregis and Dvekis Basham. There's nothing that shuts a person out more than this Aveir. V'chein loshen hay le solik anizke le el rotza loyma shein oylu le maila el yayna. He's not able to go up to the higher milas. V'chid misayim sham gamkein de leis lon chayavaya lo chami ap ishchinta bar mehai. Which we learned when we were doing Shulnar. We learned in the, that there is no leis lon chayavaya, there's no aveira. There are no Bali Aveira and Aveira, the Lechami Apishchinta, who don't see the Shechina, Bar Mihai, with the exception of this. Every other Aveira, you could still see the Shechina. You could still have a relationship. You could still go to Ma'ilas Elyonos. But when it comes to this, Lechami Apishchinta Bar Mihai. V'pashas V'yakel, the Leis Choyva, the Kashya, Kamei Kudshu, Bichu, Kahai. There is no aveira that's as difficult in Hashem, to Hashem, in Hashem's eyes, as terrible as this. Al chayva doksi vayera beinei Hashem, and that it says in Chumash, because it says by erva only. There it says vayera beinei Hashem, that this aveira that when they spilled the seed is rab vayera beinei Hashem. It was bad in God's eyes. Because Hashem created us with this nisayon, and He knows what the consequences are of that aveir. And where this goes back to, which Rav Tzadik is going to talk about in a minute, is hiruei aveira. Hiruei aveira. When it comes to this inyan, how is it that a person falls into this aveira of Pagam HaBriz? Because of hiruei aveira, because his mind is preoccupied with these things, his mind is taken by these thoughts, more so than the act itself, are the thoughts, the hiruei aveira. So Chazal say koshim hiruei aveira are koshim, are more kosher, whatever that means, than the aveira itself. So yeah, we all heard that hiruei koshim hiruei aveira are worse than the aveira. So we always interpret it as worse. So how's that possible? How could the thinking about the aveira be worse than the aveira? And those are the hirhurim, those are the thoughts that lead to pagam habris. Sometimes they lead to an aveira with a person, but much more often they lead to pagam habris, to the person becoming excited, which could lead to pagam habris. So why is that? We don't say anything like that when it comes to hirhurim of Avodah Zarah, hirhurim of Chil Shabbos. When it comes to this, kashm hirhur aveir kashm aveir. It's worse than the aveir. What does it mean? It's worse than the aveir. What does that mean? So look what Reb Tzadik says. Hine bekan pirush akoshi ched zemikol aveir so kamikut shabich davka. Reb Tzadik says that when you look through all of the places in Chazal and in Tanakh, what comes up over and over again when you press that button and you get all of the things on this subject, like Kilo on a computer, what comes up is always that this Aveira Pagam HaBriz is horrible in God's eyes. All the other Aveiras of the Torah, it says, this is the punishment, that's the punishment, this is the punishment, this is terrible. I can look by Avodah Zarah. Every second pasuk in Devarim is about how terrible this is, how terrible this is, how terrible this is. For the person to do it, it's terrible. And that tells you the outcome, the consequences, the punishments. Reb Tzadik says that when you look at this Aveira, what's interesting is the Torah doesn't tell us about the punishment. We don't know really anything about the consequences from the Torah. But what it does say over and over again in the Torah and Chazal is God really hates this thing. That Hashem is really bad in Hashem's eyes. Not in our eyes. Not in Chazal's eyes, not in the eyes of traditional psak halacha, so to speak, but in Hashem's eyes it's bad. We don't find by any other chait, by any other sin, we don't find continuously coming back to this. This is ra be'eini Hashem. And then that's all Rabbi Shimon says over and over again. You can't see the Shechina, you can't see the Shechina. Hashem can't look at you, can't see the Shechina. And then all the poskim are scrambling to find out. Yeah, okay, but lemaisa, in terms of normative halacha, why is this so bad? Why is this the worst thing? Why is this the worst thing? In regular halacha. And Reb Sadik is saying, in regular halacha, it's not the worst thing. That's why the Sefer Chasidim said that if you feel you're going to do a ma'aseh with a woman, do the ma'aseh with a woman. Don't do this. Even though we saw, you remember, that Sof Kol Sof, Reb Sadik is going to mention it also in a minute, that when you're doing the aveir with a woman, there's also, you also pegim in the bris. There's also a spilling of seed. Nevertheless, by none of those other things does it say over and over and over again, Hashem can't stand this. This is really upsetting to him. This is, in his eyes, this is terrible. All the other averus is in the eyes of Beis Din, it's in the eyes of your neighbor, it's in the eyes of the world. When it comes to this, it's Eini Hashem. Vayeir b'Eini Hashem. By the Ma'aseh with Yehuda's sons, by Er and Onan, it says, it's a mystery. Davki, by this Aveira, it's Rabbi Inasha. V'yishlam lefizeh shapir. The davka who neged kol averus kulam b'inyina tumah merachakis b'nei shechina klapi shmai davka. Reb Sadik says, therefore, we must come to the conclusion that there is no other pagam that causes a person to run away from Einei Hashem, from God's eyes like this, to disappear. Like the head for the hills, like this. Megula is described in Navi as a pasuk I often will end the drasha with, ki ayin ba'ayin yiru b'shuv Hashem siyan. Ayin ba'ayin yiru. And ayin ba'ayin b'secha zene ein neinu. B'shuv chlitzim rach. But ki ayin ba'ayin yiru b'shuv Hashem, meaning to be able to look at Hashem's Baruch eye to eye. That's the ultimate Gula. That's the ultimate gula, is to be able to be back in Yerushalayim, and to be oil regal. Going up to the regal is called Re'ia, the mountain is called seeing Hashem, Bahar Hashem, Yera'eh, Bahar Hashem, Yera, seeing Hashem, being seen by Hashem. That's the tachlis. It's coming back to Yerushalayim, going up to Beis HaMikdash, bringing the Karbonis, and seeing Kivyachal Hashem. And there is no other pagam. Reb Sadik is explaining, there's no other pagam in all of Yiddishkeit that pulls a person away from God's eyes like this aveir, that just causes you to hide, to not to have a comfortable inyan with looking at Hashem like this. Mitzad ha'odam ba'olam hazeh, afil mitzad olam hamalachim, vadei kol ha'averus shechmiru teri ba'azir osam ba'in shem hem chamur yosha. He said, but from the perspective of this world and people and even the angels, they don't see this as the most serious aveira. Just in terms of halacha, and just what I've done wrong. What's so bad about this? Why is this so terrible? The Torah doesn't say anything really about it openly, so that's so clear. What is it that's so terrible about this? In the warnings of the Torah, he says, "Vade kol aver," and even the eyes of the angels. Kol aver shechmira ter ba'zerasim ho'ainchem hem chamur miyosim. The Torah has warned us and revealed much bigger punishments for many other aveiros, for many other aveiros. And we see that this iser of Sheikh Bezal Atala is nidcha before other aveiros. Kedivrei Sefer Chassidim, like we learned from the Sefer Chassidim. Shemevi b'beis Shmuel, or l'inyin yahar, which I mentioned a minute ago, which we saw inside, brought down that the Sefer Chassidim says that if you feel that you have no choice, better to do this than to go with the Neshes Ish. So the Torah is stricter when it comes to Neshes Ish. Clearly, there's a din of yaharik v'yavra not to go with the Neshes Ish. There's no din of yaharik v'yavra when it comes to this. So how come the Zohar is so strict with this? So the Zohar, Rabbi Shimon was coming from a place of how a person looks at himself, at the deepest part of himself. How a person, those parts of himself that he's afraid to look at, Rabbi Shimon takes you there. Which is the same thing as being able to look at Hashem in the eyes, as being able to look at yourself in the eyes. It's the same thing. You have nefesh elokis. So it's the same thing. Rabbi Shimon goes to those places. Like used to be in the old Star Trek, where no man has gone before. Men are afraid to go to those places. Women are not. Because they don't, when they go to those places, they don't have this in you, for the most part. They don't have this in you. But guys are afraid to go to that place. The problem is that place of the deepest part of oneself, that part of us, that place of oneself, which is where the Nefesh HaLakis lives inside of you, this Aveira, more than any other Aveira, says to that person, no entry. Do not enter. Don't go to that deepest part of yourself. Because that deepest part of yourself is as disgusting, as ugly, as filthy, as all this stuff. Don't go there. So you don't go there. And since you don't go to deal with these inyanim, mainly you don't come to that place where the Shekhin is. You don't get into the palace. You don't get into Kodesh Baruch. You don't stand before his eyes. And this is the place that Rabbi Shimon was talking about. That's the world that Rabbi Shimon lived in. So the worst thing you can do for Yeshiva Bach is tell him this out of context, this piece of the Zohar Kodesh. That's the worst thing you can do for Yeshiva Bach. That's the place that he's afraid to go to. He's already running. He's like this cute little, bar mitzvah boy with pimples. And he was just learning the parasha and everything. And he got all these presents. And he got like a Rambam and a Mishnah Brewer. And he's got whatever, a picture of the Chafetz Chaim on the wall and the Lubavitcher Rebbe, whatever he has got on the wall. And, when the doors are closed at night and the lights are out, he's got this taiva. He started to notice that his sister has some friends that look interesting. And who's he going to talk to about it? Tashem is Baruch. There's an amazing sefer. Some of you might have, the Breslovers here might know this sefer. The Umanis might know. There's a sefer called Oynig Shabbos from Rebbe Feuermann. I don't know if you know, but if you heard of Rebbe Feuermann, he was a big, 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 big rest of the Oyved Hashem before the Milchama, Rebbe Feuermann. There's a sefer Oynig Shabbos. It's a Mordic sefer, Oynig Shabbos. So a few years ago, they put out some mooks of them. They called, I think, Shari Ephraim. I have it. Actually, Yosef Karduna brought it for me a few years ago. They printed now more of his ksavim, called Shari Ephraim. So he was a fire of a wrestler. Like, that's what Rabbi Nachman meant, Rabbi Ephraim. He was the guy that Rabbi Nachman had in mind, Rabbi Ephraim. So he has an Oynig Shabbos. There's a piece in Parshas Bereishis that I read Friday night. I learned this piece Friday night. Rabbi Feinbel says that. Feinbel says there. I don't even know if you get this. They probably printed. They're big batlanim. They don't have money. They probably printed like 50 of them or something. I don't know if they're around. But Rabbi Feinbel said that all Hashem is Baruch wanted from Adam and Chava when they were in Gan Eden, all he wanted was one thing. Guess. Not to go to Uman. There was no Uman Rosh Hashanah then. His bodedus. He just wanted his bodedus. So Rabbi Feinberg explains, it's beautiful hesber, that other Marishan knew that the grass wouldn't grow unless he davened. Right? Rashi said it. The grass was under the ground, Terem Yitzmach, until Adam would come, because Adam knows how to daven. So Rabbi Feinberg says, sure, Adam knows how to daven for grass, but he doesn't know how to daven when it comes to his own taivas and his own struggles. He doesn't know how to daven. Because Adam HaRishon didn't believe that you could turn to Hashem when it comes to things that have to do with your own free choice, which is what his bodhis is all about. Like we say in davening, Hashiveinu, Avinu, Karveinu, Hachzireinu, right? Adam HaRishon didn't know about that kind of davening. He didn't know that you could talk to Hashem and say, like, I think I'm going to eat from the tree. I feel like eating from the tree. Or I ate from the tree. Now what? For that you need his bodhis. Because anybody could open the siddur, you know that. We do it every day, three times. Anybody could open a siddur. Because that's somebody else talking to God. What does that have to do with me? Anybody could open the siddur. You just say, Hashiveinu Avinu Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. I don't know, some rabbi said these things, or David Melch said some of this stuff. But by his borders, he can't run away, you understand? Oh. It's the same thing that they said in Nishbitz, that the Aveir was running away. So Rafael made the whole story of Gan Eden a story of Breslov. His bodhis. Adam did not believe that you could actually talk to Hashem about the things you're going through in life. He only thought you could talk to God about making the grass grow and about whatever, somebody getting better or stop the corona. You know, you could daven about other stuff, other people. But Adam and Chava didn't believe that they could talk to Hashem about their own problems and about how I feel, Rabbeinu Shalom, that you have rigged this thing against me and I can't overcome this. And you did this to me. I don't know what to do about it. That's his motive. You don't talk about that in the Siddur. In the Siddur is very firm. Right. That's what Hashem is. Ayaka. Where are you? Hashem could come to any shul to ask, where are you? So what are you going to say? What do you mean, where am I? I'm at the 7 o'clock minion. You don't see I'm at the 7 o'clock minion? So Hashem is saying, no, I know where you are. I know you're at the 7 o'clock minion, but I'm asking you. Look at me in the eyes and answer me. Look at me in the eyes and answer me. Ayaka. That Rabbi Feinberg says that's his bite of this. Of course, that translates into the Siddur too, if you work them together. And everything, if you work it out. But Rabbi Farmel says that this is what the problem was. The problem was that Adam and Chava had this inyan with the snake, and they didn't beg Hashem, help, help. It's not one word of davening. Not one word of davening in all of Parshas Bereishis. It's a pella. You and I daven three times a day. And we say brachas all the time. Not one tefillah in Parshas Bereishis. So Rabbi Farmel says that was the end of them. There's no way, he said, you could win without his bodhis. No way to survive. Because his bodhis forces you to look at Hashem in the eyes and talk to him about real things in your life. Not just what the rabbis said in the book. To talk to him about your life. I'm messing up. I don't know how to get out of this. You got to help me. Do something. To tell me what to do. Where should I go? Or I did this. I feel sick. I feel disgusting. But I'm not going to run away from you. That's only with his bodhis, with promises. I was sitting over this on Friday night. I was looking at this. The Friday nights are getting longer now, Baruch Hashem, right? It's the holiest time of the year. You know that. And the tzaddik is saying his bodhis, his bodhis, his bodhis. His bodhis means to talk to the Baruch Hashem. Pgam Habris, what Rav Tzaddik is saying is Pgam Habris is the greatest deterrent to his bodhis. And the only real cure is his bodhis. The deepest cure is his bodhis, his tefillah. Of course, Talmud Torah, all of that, which we learn, different tikkunim, learning Torah, shtarik, and everything, those are all things to do, to be busy with, and in fixing. But to be realigned, for that realignment to take place, it means to talk to Hashem, to look at him in the eyes. Pagam Habris means running away. His bodhis means facing him. That's what tshuva means, to come back. To come back to him, to face him. So that's what Abtzadik, is explaining. Okay, there we say for Chassidus one more minute. She may be Shmuel Sham, Olin Yehurg Val Yavar, L'Shrapis, L'Tchaisim, L'Pikuach Nefesh. So we see that in Halacha, Pikuach Nefesh, or if you're going to do an Eish Zish, that this Aveir is Nidche. It's, how do you say Nidche? Pushed away. The Aveir Pekamah Briz. It's not the same. In the eyes of the Torah, it's pushed away. But in Hashem's eyes, there's nothing worse that pushes a person away. In yourself, that pushes you away. He's explaining the Sefer Chassidim that if you're doing it in a way that's halachically permissible, in other words, let's say husband and wife have to go for treatment for fertility, to have issues with infertility, and they have to go and they ask the posek, and the posek says that under these circumstances, this is how the zera is to be taken out in this way, which is halachically permissible, right? The Rav said, the posek said, that's not Rabbi Nesha. That's not hiding. That's not Rabbi Nesha. So when halacha tells you that it's nidcha, Sefer Chassidim says that if you're in a situation and you thought you can do this aver with some lady, and it's a crazy story, and you go on the side there by yourself and you do this aver, that's not Rabbi Nesha. So Pesach says, under the circumstances, you did what was right. And if you did what was right, it's not Rabbi Nesha. How can you be? It's not Rabbi Nesha. As far as we know, we just understand the rules and regulations of Torah. Once the Torah is strict or something, he said, this is the punishment, that's the punishment. This is the warning, that's the warning. Therefore, there's no question that when it comes to Chil Shabbos, when it comes to Avodah Zarah, when it comes to Eishes Ish, those are more serious aveiras, and the punishments in Gehenna are worse. The Torah says these are the punishments in, you know, Gehenna, whatever that is. V'im kein hu ayin shemayim. Av chomer avon zeh. So what's the chomer of this aveiras? Not Gehenna. And not in terms of being doiche, another iser, whatever of arayis. So what's the chomer of Pgam HaBriz? Av chomer avon zeh hu rak ve'eini Hashem. It's in God's eyes and in our eyes. That's where the chumrah is. Levado, Beinei Hashem levado, u'le'in hiskarvus lefonav yisborach. There's nothing that is damaging to you being to one being close to Hashem as this. Va'areza al derech sh'amru hiruvei avera kashem mi'avera. Which we'll go into a little bit more next week. This is the meaning, he says, of hiruvei avera kashem. No posek would ever tell you that I hear thinking about an aveira is worse than the aveira itself. Chas v'chalila. No posek would say such a thing. Having a thought, a machshava ra'ah by a Jew, Hashem doesn't consider it as if we did those things. If you had a bad thought, by avodah zarah maybe, but not by certainly not by this. Just by thinking about that doesn't mean you did the aveira. So what does it mean? Hiru ever kashim aveira. It's the same thing. Reb Sadik is going to learn next week. Reb Sadik says hiru ever kashim aveira doesn't mean in terms of Gehenna or punishments or skilus, right? For Harik Chenik. It doesn't mean any of that stuff. It means kasha, damaging. Hiru ever damaging, more than anything else. You're sending the deepest part of yourself into like a no-fly zone. And it brings you down, and you feel disgusting. You end up doing bad things with yourself. That's what's kashim aver. It's worse than a moment's failure. Person fails, no? You eat from the tree. It's bad. You fix it. Slachlan mikachadam b'chalak yivashal. Gending. I'm done. But when it comes to this inya pgam abris, hiruvei avera, it's not just the moments avera. Hiruvei avera means you have another life. You're not living with Hashem. You have a secret life. That secret life is a life of inside here, a dark world, an ugly, polluted world. that's not Eini Hashem. That's what it means, Kashim Haver. Can't be in Halacha who are Kashim Haver. No, Aver is a Kashim. Aver is the worst things. But Hiruver means that you're putting yourself in another planet. That planet is godless. It's without God. It's running away from God. The other Averus, you don't run away. This Aver, more than anything, you start becoming like a, you go into the sewer system, you know. You become part of the sewer system. Everybody looks at you like a regular yid, and you smile, and you shout, and you do mitzvahs, but you live in the sewer. You're davening this, not davening. That's what it means, kosher. Okay. All right, we'll finish the piece, Bezer Shalom. Shkoyach.